JMU spokesperson Caitlin Reed says the university made the decision to go online after a one-day spike of more than 100 cases.
We saw a very worrisome, sharp uptick in positive COVID-19 cases in our student population. We also ran into some concerns about our ability to offer isolation and quarantine space, and those two factors coupled led us to take this action to immediately depopulate our campus.
Some students have complained of major breakdowns in the university's protocol for keeping students safe.
I was told that if a student does not feel safe, or they feel that they are going to potentially put others in jeopardy, that they will be able to take an online option for the course that they're enrolled, or the university will make plans to accommodate them.
Ryan Ritter is the chair of the COVID-19 Response Committee for the Student Government Association. He's been working with the administration to craft policies to keep students safe over the summer. But he says he has seen a systematic breakdown in policy since fall classes began.
So they've told me that they've contacted their professor and said, I believe that I've been in contact with someone with COVID. And the professor, in some cases, the instructor has responded and said that no online option will be available at all.
We've been in class now for only a few days, and we have observed an uptick in student absenteeism. That is one of the key considerations we were looking at. So understanding that uptick in student absenteeism and the challenges that creates for our professors to now be teaching in dual modalities, right? So online and then also, you know, in person, that was a key driver in bringing the whole operation online.
Reed says the university remains optimistic that they will be able to reopen in October and will continue to review their policies during September. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.